proud of our graduates?
Yes, we are. I think it was Jordan who's going to be a personal trainer. See me after. We can sure talk, buddy. It's good to be here. I love you all. You may not know who I am, some of you. I'm Bill Johnston. And those two folks over there in the front row discipled me and my lovely wife. And I'm the man I am today because of Jesus Christ first and because of them second. Amen. You have to have someone in your life that helps you on your way, don't you? Sometimes you have to get a little push, and that's what I'm here to do this morning for you young people. Some of you know who I am, and some of you are like, who's that guy? Why is he here? Because there's a little house in Independence where me and my wife live, and we pray for this church. And we pray for you people. Not you people, but you people. You know what I mean. So I'm going to charge you this morning, young people, with what will we do now? And in my junior high and high school class, even though I'm the associate pastor, we're from a small church, and I have the privilege to still be a youth worker. And I tell my kids constantly, I want to tell you this morning, it's not always easy to serve the Lord, but it's always worth it. And I'll tell you right now, in a world of excess and high demand for immediate gratification, it can be easy to test God rather than trust God. It can be easy to be increased with goods and in need of nothing. We need it all from God. You know that? We can become complacent and comfortable and callous in our everyday life. And as Carolyn and I were driving down this morning, Carolyn, not Carol, I don't know who that is. I'm a bit nervous myself, got to tell you. Big group. I'm never nervous. That sounds real bad. You know, and what I want to tell you young people is the fact that you can be clipping along at 65 when the speed limit's 45, and you see the cop and you jam the brakes. Well, I wasn't speeding. It's easy to break the law unless the law's right there. And that's why we need to look in the law of liberty, and that's the Word of God. You have to have that in the forefront of your mind. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me, for as in my right hand I shall not be moved. You know how you don't move, young people? You trust the Lord. You hang out in His Word. And you know what? Sometimes it's not always easy, like I said, to serve the Lord, but it's always worth it. God wants you in His law of liberty. God wants you to be immovable. Wherever you go, whether you're a welder or a lawyer or a veterinarian or all that other stuff, God wants you to use you. He wants to use you in a great and mighty way because you matter. I say that all the time. People hear me say you matter because you do. It's not just something that I say. I believe that you matter and you can accomplish a lot if you stand in the gap for Jesus Christ. Is it always going to be popular? No, but it's always worth it. It's what God has for you, not what everybody else thinks about you. You understand that? It's what God Himself has for you is what's important. People can tell you, you need to do this and you need to do that all the way, as I say, till the cows come home. I can say that down here, right? And it doesn't matter what people think. It matters what God's calling you to do. Amen? Doesn't it matter? And as you start life as graduates, and this pertains to everybody in the room, no matter what your age is, this is your charge, and this is my hope for you. Proverbs 3. If you have your Bibles, turn over to Proverbs 3. Let's look in law in God's perfect word. Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You see it right there? Trust the Lord with all thine heart. It's good to get wise counsel, but it's also good to trust in the Lord. Sometimes it's easy to say that. You just need to trust in the Lord. You know what? It's hard to do. When I became older and I knew that the Lord had put a calling on my life to be a pastor, I'm like, me? You don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. Well, some of you do, but you know what I mean. Stop it. But God called me and I, you know what? I'm like, I'm not very smart. I'm not educated. I didn't try in high school because I was just a big dumb jock. I'm not going to go anywhere. You know what God did? He picked me up and said, He can. God can. He said, shook me off and said, go again. And I got saved, and I went to college. And I did pretty good at college, which surprised me. They didn't count off for spelling. Good thing. But you know what? I say all that to say that God can use you no matter what. I had to turn in my grades, and I was embarrassed. But I wasn't embarrassed that I was serving an almighty God. And you know what? He took those grades, and he said, that's as far as the east is from the west, Large William. We're done with those grades. Now let's move forward in me. You know what? I graduated. They gave me a 4.0. I thought it was a mistake. God can use anybody. I'm thankful he uses me. Oh, smoke. I'm going to cry. But I challenge you in everything you do. Trust God. Rely on God. Don't depend on anybody but God. You know what I mean by that? It's good to have parents and grandparents and people that support you, all you folks that stood up, and our the youth folks and people who went to camp. We got to have those people. But when it's all down to the brass tacks, guess what? Depend on God. And do it with your whole heart. When you feel weak, young people, you will. Isaiah 26:4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. Trust God for strength. His strength is real and his strength endures forever. You believe that? When you feel afraid, and you will feel afraid. It's like being up here sometimes. Psalm 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. See that? Trust. Trust God when you're afraid. He's your defender. He's your fortress. He's your deliverer. He's your high tower. He's your conqueror. Do you believe that this morning? Because he is. Because he never lies to you. And what he says is truth. That's what I'm thankful for in my God. When I'm fearful, I stand back and go, oh, I'm not afraid. Even though I'm trembling, I know I'm not afraid because Christ has my back. When you fear, Psalm 56:4, I just read that. I'm not going to do it again. Trust God in your fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I quote that verse all the time. You know why? Because the guy that discipled me always told it to me. That guy right down there. So now I know it verbatim. God has not given you the spirit of fear, young people, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know that? And as you fully trust in all areas of your life, you'll start to see the end result. I'm going to give that to you as soon as I turn the page. It's found in Psalm 37:3. I'm going to wait for you to turn there because I want you to look at it with your eyes. Psalm 37:3. This is the end result when you start trusting God. It says, trust in the Lord and what? Do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Amen. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's good scripture. When you trust in him, you do good. When you trust in him, you shall be fed. When you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. A lot of you young people said, well, I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what? You keep trusting and he'll give you the desires of your heart, won't he? Whether it's speaking Espanol on the mission field or welding a new church together or doing some veterinary thing. I can't think of anything goes with that. Who was going to be the veterinarian? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all of you. Because you have to do what you believe God is calling you to do the way God wants you to do it, young people. Please do that. Don't let the naysayers talk you out of what God's called you to do. Even if it's blowing up chickens. Just saying. I need a drink. Is it wrong that I want fried chicken now? I know Jordan will probably tell me, that ain't good for you, Bill. Try some push-ups. That'll work. Easy, Franklin. You all right? You know, I'm glad to be here. This is my home. I'm glad to be here, y'all. I'm telling you. I love y'all. I miss you. Thank you. That's nice. Amen. Now I'm going to cry again. Brian started it this morning in first service. So make sure when you commit thy way unto the Lord that you trust also in Him. That day that you commit and say, this is what I'm going to do forever. Trust also in Him. You know, there was people that said I wouldn't make a very good preacher, and they may be right, but I'm doing what God called me to do. Because I wasted a lot of God's time for a long, long time. And when He pulled me up out of the miry clay and put my feet upon a rock, I said, you know what, I'm going to serve you. And then I messed up. And I said, I'm going to serve you again. And then I messed up. And then I said, I'm going to serve you again, this time, for real. And then I messed up. And He said, that's all right. We'll just keep doing this till you get it right. He shall bring it to pass. And as you trust, remember to lean not on your own understanding. That's where we get in trouble, guys. We're positively told to trust the Lord. That's the positivity of it. And we're negatively told not to trust in our own understanding. Positively, trust the Lord. Don't trust yourself. In other words, if you trust in the Lord, ye cannot also depend on your own ability. It's not about your ability. Your ability is to understand what everything that God has given you is God is doing Himself. I think I said that way wrong, but the ability you get comes from the Father. And the gifts that you have are used to give God all the glory. You know that? Sometimes I okay at selling used auto parts when I'm not being a preacher. And I'm okay at it. And the reason I'm okay at it is because everybody matters. And I tell myself before I hit the door every morning that I'm going to do my very best to spread the gospel as I'm selling junk parts. And I haven't always been like that. I've been at the vocation for a long, long time, and sometimes I go, I don't really want to sell used parts today. And you know what God tells me? Take that money and help others across the world spread the gospel since you can't right now. Okay. When my little people came into my life, it changed some things. And I'm like, God, I want to go to the mission field. I want to do this and I want to do that. And He said, I want you to trust me. I'm like, well, I'm trying. I adopted these little kids, and they're cute, like their dad. And I mean, their mom. I get that. Love you, babe. And He said, trust me. And that's why you guys are getting this stuff today. Is because for a long, long time, me and my bride couldn't have children. And we adopted, kind of like Brian and Amy did. And it was confusing. I'm like, well, I'm old. And I have little people running around. And I don't know what to do. And that voice that says, trust me. That's what God wants you to do. Just trust Him. See, our own understanding gets us in trouble, doesn't it? When I try to do things in me or myself, I fail. When I think I know better than my Father in heaven, I fail. You know what? God never fails. Why? Why does God never fail? Because Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. You know what? No matter how high your thoughts are, and no matter how much you think you have it under control, God's got you. Right? He'll take you to a foreign country. Right, Mr. Avery? And He'll take care of you, won't He? Yeah, I follow you people on Facebook. Well, I'm watching. I know what's going on. I'm praying. But you know what? There's times I'm sure Miss Raven might have been a little bit scared, right? Were you scared, Raven, sometimes? You know what she did? She kept on trusting. And that's what I want you to do. You young people and you people out there, when your fear is about to collide with your faith, stand up for what's right. You ever do that? You go, well, I'm scared to death, Lord. What am I going to do? Trust me. Trust me. I hear that voice every day when I get up. Because I don't want to sell parts. I want to tell people about Jesus. And He says, trust me, I'll give you people to tell about Jesus. Right? That's a good God. He's got my day figured out before I even do. Before I take my first step out of bed, He's like, well, I'm going to let you talk to the guy at Quick Trip today about Jesus. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Carolyn and I recently were asked to come and speak at an infertility and adoption seminar about our journey. And it was hard, but it was also good. And the very next day, God gave me an opportunity at my job. He brought a young guy in there, was newly married, a couple of years. Him and his wife were trying to have children. And I said, well, let me talk to you. He said, well, do you know about this? About that much. And I was able to tell him about my faith in my God. And then I talked to him about infertility. And he said, you know what? You don't even know me. I said, yeah, but God does. And I did that sitting in my salvage yard chair, selling salvage yard parts. I was talking about my priceless father. And that guy goes, you know what? I really appreciate that. And I said, I appreciate you. He goes, is there any way I can get your phone number? Absolutely. Because it ain't about the infertility. Well, it is. For those of you that go through it, it really is. But I wanted him to know Jesus. And you know how you overcome that infertility and the adoption and all the struggles and all the struggles you're going to face? Is by Jesus Christ. God really does know what's best. And when I acknowledge him in all my ways, he makes sure my path is straight. Not in some ways do I acknowledge him. In all my ways I acknowledge him. And you know what? Sometimes what we do is we go, well, and guys do it a lot. I can't speak on the ladies' behalf, but guys, you'll do this. You'll go, I got it all figured out. Hold on, God. Step back. I got it. And then when you get hit by the train, you're like, oh, sorry, God. And you figure it out that he really is the end-all, be-all of all your situations. And I don't know everything that I'm supposed to do, like I said, when I get up in the morning, but I know God's good. I know he's on the throne judging rightly, and I know I have to follow him. And do I do that right every day? No. But God is not the author of confusion, is he? Bill, you're not doing that quite right. Whoops, I'm not. And how do you acknowledge him? That's the next thing. How do you acknowledge him in all your ways? With prayer, fellowship, and intimacy that's real and alive. You know, there's people that are born again and on their way to heaven that love Jesus, and then there's churchgoers. You understand that? There'll be people that'll fill our church, this church, my church, that are just there to go to church. And then there's people that live it every day. I want you young people to live it every day. Bill, that sounds hard. It is hard. But what did I say earlier? Sometimes it's hard, but it's always worth it. God will bless you. When you need, we need to fill our hearts and minds with Scripture. And Brian alluded to this earlier. When you have that Scripture in this world, you can combat some of that. Psalm 119, verse 11, one of the very first memory verses that I remember. Thy word have I hidden in thine heart that I might not sin against thee. You guys got to have that word hidden in your heart that you might not sin against God. And then the other one is 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Know that? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. But I got school and I'm going to do a career and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Are you going to trust him while you're doing it? You need to be praying to the one you're trusting while you're doing it, right? Because if you're not praying to the one you're trusting, you're not really trusting. You're just throwing up prayers. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? I had to ask twice. I don't think they heard me the first time. Prayer and Scripture must be key as you walk through life. And they will help your feet not slip. You know, because in the world, guys and gals, it can be a slippery slope. And you can make bad decisions. And we're all one bad decision away from a train wreck. You need to make sure that your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and you're hanging on to God with all you got. Because he's hanging on to you with everything he's got. That's a good thing. Even if you're going to be a lawyer. I love you, man. You just made eye contact. So don't look directly at Bill. But you know what? In all the jokes, you don't want your feet to slip. Because when you start sliding down the hill, it's way hard to grab on to that. You know what's good, though, when you're sliding down the hill and you not have nothing to grab onto? If you're really honest with God and you're really seeking God, he'll grab your hand and pull you right back up. That's a good feeling. I'm slipping down the slippery slope, Father. I need you. And that hand. Be ready. I pray that you don't slip down that slope like some of us older people have. But what's good is that hand comes right there. Don't let go of that hand again. We need to have fellowship with God and with others. Hebrews 20:23, all the way to 25, says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. See that? Hold fast without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking, watch, the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Don't let yourselves get away from God. Never let yourself get away from God or other believers, because we all need accountability. Without accountability, it's easy to go, well, no one really knows but me. Negative. Your Father in heaven knows. Don't try to run from him. I've tried to do that too. I'm telling you every bit bad thing you know about me this morning. Whether if you like me or not, God loves me. And you know what? When you try to run away from God, you're not getting very far, because he knows right where you're going. And he knows right where you've been. And he knows right where you want to be. Sometimes we just get scared. I get scared all the time. Ask my wife. Like, we need you to do this, Bill. Well, I can't do that. I can't do it, but God can, guys. You know what? There's things you can't do, but God can. Like, some of you girls are saying you were going to learn Spanish. That's awesome that you want to use what God has for you on the mission field. But it doesn't matter what your vocation is. And like I said earlier, hear this. Whatever your vocation is, use it to glorify God. And God will bless it. Thanks, babe. We must have intimacy with God. You need to have intimacy with God. Psalm 63:1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You know what? Some of us are going to where there's no water. Some of us are going to college campuses, y'all, and it's a dry and thirsty land. But when you get up and you seek God in the morning, he'll have church with you right there. You just cry out to him. That's what he wants. He wants you to say, good morning, God. Jada, my little one, my little redhead. She sings, good morning, God. This is your day. I am your child. Show me your way. Every morning, gets me fired up. She's 4. And she's helping her old daddy get fired up about what Christ is doing. Are you fired up about what Christ is doing? Young people, you're going to have opportunity to do something great for God. And I want you to take the opportunity and not run from it. And it's going to be scary. It's going to be scary. I'm not putting on. But if you have the right tool, right here, it'll help you get through. Psalm 42:1, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. And when shall I come and appear before God? You got to go to God in the morning. Does your soul panteth for God? Are you fired up about what God's doing? Some of you are like, yes, I am. And some of you may not be there yet. But you'll get there if you keep trusting him. We need to get alone with God and let him speak to us on his ways. And that's what we do sometimes. The adults out here, we say, we got it. And it becomes like routine. Every day I'm going to do this, and every day I'm going to do this, and every day I'm going to do this. And you become complacent. And then you're like, well, God's not really doing anything. You know what? We're not doing anything. That's what it is. We don't want to get out of our routine. We don't want to go where God is. We're like, well, I got to go here, and I got to be here, and da-da-da-da-da. God, show me what you need me to do today. Young people, never lose that. God, what do you want me to do today? Give me somebody to talk to today. It's okay to talk to people about God, even though the whole world tells you, I don't want you talking about God. And I'm spitting. No one saw that. Talk about God. I need a drink, man. God love you. How could you miss it? Sorry for you on the front row. I got that from Brian. He told me a good preacher always spits. He didn't really tell me that, but I've seen it for so long. Get along with God, let Him speak to you. Let Him speak to your heart. And lastly, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Isn't that what it says the very last? Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't camp out in sin. Get away from it. Depart from it. I recently read an article. A young woman who had come, she's now come to know Jesus Christ. She's married to a pastor. She's been discipled and she serves in the Lord. And this is when she was young and she was caught up in some sexual addiction. And this is what she wrote. It says, a young woman who was caught up in sexual sin, she said, don't bring a baby tiger into your house and name it Fluffy. Because if you do, don't be surprised when you wake up someday and Fluffy is eating you alive. See, you can take your sin and bring it in and think, oh, it's just a little sin. It doesn't really matter. Name it Fluffy. It's so cute. I love it. And then it goes ravenous on you and eats your face off. Because that's what sin will do to you. And you'll be in a dry and thirsty land saying, where's God at? Where's God in all this? Well, we're the ones that chose to bring Fluffy in. You guys understand what I mean? You're big enough, you big kids, you know what I'm saying. So I challenge you that you fear the Lord and depart from evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Hold fast to that which is good. I'm not going to carry my Bible at college. You need it as your personal flashlight in the darkness of where you're going. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you real world stuff. Real world stuff. Right? Are you laughing at me? You can. It's okay. They couldn't find anybody else, so they called me. I'm just playing. She laughed at me, so now I'm really lost. I was all serious. Okay, let me get it back in here. Amen. We're going to the mall, you know, T? Okay. Abstain from all appearance of evil. If you're on God's path, you're going to abstain from all appearance of evil. If you're going to keep going with what God's called you to do, don't cause somebody else to stumble. If someone wants to fight with you about your faith, you don't need to fight with anybody about your faith. You know what your faith is. Share Jesus with them. If they tell you you're crazy, agree to disagree. And show them Jesus through your testimony and the way you live your life. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsake them shall have mercy. You know you got sin in your life? And if you do, get rid of it. And remember this. As I close this charge, remember that we all make mistakes. That's why there's forgiveness. Come on. Right? I'm glad to be forgiven. Are you glad to be forgiven this morning? If you're not, see me after and we'll talk about it. Can I say that? Take your sin. Thank you. Take your sin to God and confess it. 1 John 1:9. We all know it. If you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you find yourself in sin, just ask God to take it away. I'm sorry, Father, and move on. Don't camp out there. That's what the devil wants you to do, young people. Be so consumed with your sin that you don't do anything for God. If you mean it, confess it and go on. Get away from that sin. Run away from it. Don't pass by and look at it. Run away from it. And if you find yourself away from God, now listen, if you find yourself there, and I hope you don't, He'll always take you back. Now watch this. He allows do-overs, not start-overs. You understand that? He allows do-overs, not start-overs. I said that at my church recently. They said, what do you mean, Pastor Bill? That's what they call me, Pastor Bill. Not really. I just wanted to sound cool. And I said, you know what? God is the God that allows you to do over, but not to start over. The fact of the matter is I'm still saved, and I'm still a child of the king, but I messed up. I'm not unborn. I can't be unborn. So I just need to start over and not completely do it all over. Right? That's a good place to be when you find out you can do that. You know what I mean? Because some people leave the faith because they've messed up and they think, well, God will never take me back. God will never use me. And that's a lie from the enemy. God wants to use you. God wants to use all of you. Amen? And you know what? The best thing is that God never leaves me nor forsakes me. When the wheels fall off the bus, even in a preacher's life, you know what you do? You call your preacher friends and say, oh, I had a bad day. I need some help. And we pray it out. Now, young people, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel with your lives as you live your life for Jesus Christ. That's the end of the charge, but the last verse is Acts 4:13. And I want to leave you with this. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. You ever felt like ignorant and unlearned? Maybe you, some of you folks, young people, feel that way today. You shouldn't, because you matter. God made you. God fearfully and wonderfully made you. You know that? You're perfect in His design. But it says something. They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You know what? That's what I want to end this charge with, is that when you are with your Heavenly Father and you know Jesus is Lord and Savior and you're serving Him with your whole heart, people are going to marvel because those young people are getting it done for Christ. You know that? I'm not just saying that because I'm up here preaching to you. I'm saying that because I've seen it evident in the lives of many people that have taken that wall down that says I can never do anything for God. And you kick it to the curb. And you say, I may look different, I may talk different, I may act different, but God has a purpose for you. Will you do what He's called you to do? Right? I'm done.